Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Mem Gimel, Nedarim 43a, pagination is 85. We're starting about a third of the way down, the beginning of the line, Hamudar Hana'a Mechaveiro, Ve'ein Lo Ma Yochal. A person has a vow regarding his fellow, that his fellow is not allowed to benefit from him, but that fellow about which this vow was made has nothing to eat. So we want to try to find some solution that this person can indeed assist the person who was the object of the vow. Perhaps they had a fallout and then he's trying to make amends, or at the very least, despite his vow, still take care of the person. We encountered such a situation when we dealt in Ksubas with the laws of marriage. If a husband made a vow that his wife shouldn't be able to benefit from him, how can he go about assisting, or in that case, taking care of his responsibilities that she should be provided for? So the solution that's suggested by our Mishnah regarding two people is Holech Etzel Chenveni. He's able to go to the shopkeeper, v'omer, and he says, Ish peloni mudr mimeni, such a person has a vow that applies to him that he can't benefit from me, mudr mimenu hana, v'eini yodeya ma'ase, and I don't know what I could do for him because I know that he needs money, he needs food. And the result of that comment, as innocent as it may or may not be, is v'hu no sein lo. The shopkeeper will give food to the object of the vow, to that needy person. Uva v'noto mizeh. And then he can turn around and say to the person who made the comment, I'd like you to reimburse me, to give me that money. When this is brought in halacha, Reish Chaf Aleph Ches, the Rama adds, Aval Eina Mechuyev Leforo. But the entire dynamic here has to be structured that he's not truly obligated to reimburse the shopkeeper. So it's not reimbursement. It's a word of generosity, of honor, of I'll give you the money, but he's not truly bound. And that's indeed the wording of the Mechaber, Im Yirtze Hamada Leforo, if he wants, he could reimburse him. He could give him the money. So that's the first case where he goes to a shopkeeper. The Mishnah continues, Haya Beso Livnos, if this person who is the object of the vow has a house that has to be built, he's got a problem. Gidro Ligdor, he needs a fence fixed. Sadeu Liktzar, his field has to be harvested. And apparently he's in a situation where he can't take care of it for himself. So this person, who's not allowed to cause benefit, Holech Etzel HaPoelim, he goes to workers, Va'omer, and he says a similar declaration. Ish Peloni Mudr Mimeni, this person I'm talking about is not allowed to benefit from me, Ano. Ve'eini yodeya ma'ase, and I don't know what I can do for him. Ve'einosim imo, and these workers will go on their own initiative, and they'll do what needs to be done. Ubo'en v'notlin schar mizeh, and then they come back, and they're able to get paid from the person who made the comment, who wasn't able to cause benefit in a direct manner. So that's the second case. Third case, Hayu Mahalchem Baderech, they're going on the way, Ve'ein Lama Yochal, and this second person, who's the object of the neder, has nothing to eat. Nosin Le'echad L'Shematona, he can give the food that he has, that he wants to give to the friend. He gives it to somebody else as a gift, with no strings attached, so it's not technically traceable to him. Fahala mutarba, And then the result is that the needy person is going to be permitted because there was a go-between without strings attached. V'me'eni mohim acher, and if there's no person available to do the go-between, maniach al hasela, he simply puts it on a stone, or al hageder, or on a fence, v'omer, and he says, harei hein mufkarim l'chomi sheyachbots, they become hefker, ownerless, for whoever wants, v'halanota v'ochel, and then this other person, who was the object of the vow and would not be able to benefit in a direct manner from him, is now able to pick up what's hefker, it's ownerless, and benefit. And these are fascinating solutions, particularly as the Mishnah worded it, that he doesn't have. Ein lo, he doesn't have a solution, so we allow this type of solution. In practical halacha, the application or extrapolation from this Mishnah is significantly debated. The Shach, for example, in Siman Reish Chaf Aleph, Sifkaton Memtes, quotes that Rav Shanoda Minichse Ploni O Ipcha, if a rabbi has some sort of fallout with a congregant, he makes a vow that he will not benefit from the congregant, or the congregant made a vow that he will not cause benefit to the rabbi, whoever made this initiative. But where does that leave us as a congregation? So the Shach writes, Yochal osa ploni loses tzidkosa v'nidvosav liad gabai. That congregant is allowed to still give his tzedakah, his donations, to the hand of the person in charge of the financial operations of the congregation. Afal pisha gaba yakol yitain laharav mikis hakol asher sham meurav. Even though the gabai is then going to pay the rabbi from the collective account, which has mixed in it the donations of that individual. And the concept here, on a very basic level, is just as in our Mishnah, once you left go, it was considered untraceable, and we could then administer as we see fit, even though we all know where the money or food is going to end up, where the benefit is going to end up, and who's going to pay for the benefit. But once it's untraceable, halachically it's acceptable, and they want to compare it to this case. The Pischei Tshuva brings significant authorities that argue on this comparison, and among the comments is that it was only allowed in the Mishnah because Ein lo mayochal, he has nothing to eat. But if you have a case where there are plenty of other congregants, then it's not necessarily true that a vow like this could be disregarded in such a flippant manner. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.